The parking lot off Hinchy Road is unassuming at dusk. I pull in and wonder if I'm in the right place. I do that thing where you follow other cars and just hope they're going to the same location. But when I drive past a glass door, pouring light into the dark parking lot, I assume this has to be the place. It's bright inside as dozens start to enter the practice space. And it's loud as volunteers and parents and actors greet and hug each other ahead of rehearsal. I'm here on a Monday. Mondays are music night. That's what Sarah Staybell tells me. She's a music teacher at Brighton High and the music director for the play. She got involved because she wanted something she could do with her little brother, who has a disability. He's in the cast.
I feel really fortunate that we can give people that outlet, right, who might not have it otherwise. So I think that's a really special thing. And if you come to one of the shows or even here at rehearsal today, you've got to see, like, this energy is like nothing else. You know, our cast members give a performance that is 110% every second, and it's just so, so rewarding on both sides, I think.
Practices for this 72-person cast of The Little Mermaid have been going on since August. I'm settling in to watch rehearsal when Dejan Moon pulls up his motorized wheelchair next to me, asking me who I am. So I ask him if he wants to be on the radio.
I'm serious, yeah, man.
Oh my God.
All right.
I've never been on the radio before.
All right, here.
Dejan has been with Artists Unlimited for about 13 years. He's playing a seahorse named Leland in the upcoming show. It was a lot to learn at first, he says. Acting, dancing, singing. But his mom acted in her youth, and she gave Dejan a push. He says it's been a big experience for him, being part of the casts, especially when they did a production of High School Musical a few years back.
Actually, the final night of that show, I actually had my first kiss.
Was it in the play? Or
it was actually, it was not in the script. And nobody said it to me because I was backstage and I heard I wasn't eavesdropping, but I heard somebody saying to one of my friends they were adding something for me into the script.
The Artists Unlimited family is strong, with many of the actors and volunteers having been in multiple productions over the almost two decades Artists Unlimited has been putting them on. This year, the youngest cast member is 13, the oldest, 56. Shannon is 39.
My name is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, and I got a really unique last name, Inlo.
Shannon has been singing for about 20 years now, she says, between lessons at Hochstein and plays with Artists Unlimited. She's playing three characters this year, including two mermaid sisters.
And then I'm in a princess for the scene, the contest, where Prince Eric is trying to find that voice. So he's trying to find who's that girl before he figures out at the end who it is. I'm not going to reveal it because that's not cool. Because I don't like to talk about my bad day, I like to sing about it. Because vocals help me with problems. Like, I can't sit there and go, oh, something happened to me. No, I gotta sing it. And that's how I am.
Showtime is less than a month away, and there's still choreography to perfect and sets to finish. I mean, this show has flying rigs, something the cast will only learn days before they go on stage. This is a full-blown production, and that's part of their mission. On Artists Unlimited's website, it says, "Musical programs for individuals with special needs are limited, selective, and modest at best, and no real professional production of a musical was available for them to participate in." So here it is, and more than 100 volunteers will help finish costumes, move sets to the Kodak Theater, do hair and makeup for shows, sell merchandise and concessions, and much more. Caitlin White, WXXI News.